Little bit about myself. Well, I'm the second oldest, your older sister, actually. Our family immigrated to the United States when I was really young. And we've kind of been in the United States since then. As a child, I had a couple role models. I mean, I think one of the role models that really comes to mind right now is Wonder Woman, and I feel like I kind of stick with that a lot because I really do remember it. And she was my role model because when I was younger, I used to really enjoy comic books, like reading comic books. I mean, I still do, but I just don't have the time to. But I really enjoyed her comic books specifically because it really just kind of makes you realize. And then for a first person in our family to attend school, it really just really makes you realize that women were able to do more than one thing, where they were not restricted to being a stay-at-home wife or mother. And it really encouraged what like little girls to think that there could be more out there than just staying home, which, in our family, that was really what was valued for women. So that's why she was one of my role models growing up.
As your younger sister, I would have never thought she would be a role model.
I know.
What inspired you to become a psychologist?
I think there are a couple things that really inspired me to study the field of psychology. I'm still working on getting my psychology degree. I think a lot of it really came down to my background. Growing up, when we first came to the United States, our family was very poor, to say the least. We were very poor. We didn't have a lot of resources, and then besides being poor, there was a language barrier because we have our own dialect from Guatemala. So we were forced to learn Spanish. And so when I had the opportunity to study and to go to grad school, I really focused on psychology because I feel like it's an area that most people don't think about, and it's very stigmatized and within the Latino community. And even within my own family, there's very negative stereotypes about it. So I felt like, both my experience and my family experience really motivated, inspired me to give back to communities or to families that are, at the stage where my parents were, like 20 years ago. So that's kind of what I want to do, and that's continues to push me.
So that's still your motivation?
Yeah, that really motivates me because I enjoy working with families, and I enjoy working with the Latino population, and just knowing that I've helped a family, just like other people helped my family when we're adjusting and acculturating to the United States. I want to be that person for someone else. At the time, our family didn't really value education, so college was something new to me. But when I was given the opportunity, I think one of my first majors in college was business, because I thought like that was the safest route for me. Like I couldn't, get a bachelor's degree and like have a stable income. So it wasn't really psychology. I was more interested in business at the time. But I think overall, the experience I've gained thus far, I feel like it really has changed and has really motivated me to pursue a career in psychology.